Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight magazine for women. At People You Need to Know, we're proud to promote women in business and give them world-class recognition along the way. Tune in every week as we introduce you to some of the most knowledgeable, helpful, and creative business women in America. Our show today is brought to you by our new official corporate sponsor, Staples. That was easy. In this segment, we're going to be talking about an inspirational success story that is truly made in America. My guest today is nationally known as a person who went from GED to millionaire in 1 year. She is a woman who grew up, as some would say, on the other side of the tracks. However, this single mother always knew that her destiny was much higher and further beyond her situation at the time. Today, she is responsible for changing the lives and zip codes of men and women across the country for the better. Her organization is worldwide and has become one of the most powerful organizations and artists international. We consider it our good fortune to have on the phone today the People You Need to Know magazine recipient of the GED to Millionaire Superstar Award, Ms. Stormy Wellington. Welcome to the show.
Okay.
Miss Stormy Wellington, are you with us?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. How are you today?
Okay, great. I'm doing fantastic, incredible. How are you doing this morning?
I'm fantastic, and I'm trying to get better. Stormy,
all right.
Your rise as the youngest person to reach Platinum President and Artist International is truly remarkable. What three words best describe your incredible story and why?
You know what, Spark Plug? Three words. I would have to say from foreclosure to fortune. That's the best three words that I can say to describe who I am and what happened with me in Artist International. And the reason why I say from foreclosure to fortune is because 2 years ago when I was in foreclosure, I realized that I had to do something different in order to have something different. So that area in my life 2 years ago when, of course, I was basically going through the worst time of my life is when it gave me an eye-opener that I just had to do something about my situation.
Hey, Stormy, before I move any further, before I go any further, what's the last four of your phone number? That you're calling right now from?
8665.
Okay, 8665. Okay, I appreciate it. But go ahead with the rest of your story.
That's about it. You know, after going through, you know, my trials and tribulations at a young age and, you know, 2 years ago realizing that I was working a dead-end job that was not going anywhere, you know, I told you my story plenty of times before. Many people know about, you know, my situation. But what happened is basically working this job and giving it my all and still not having enough to survive. And finally, after, you know, a year on my at the current job and knowing that I was doing a great job at my job, making $13 an hour, they called me in the office one day and told me that they were going to give me a raise. And when I realized that my raise was only 25 cents, I decided to get up, get out, and give myself a raise. So that's basically what really ignited my fire and just realized again that I had to do something different, to have something different.
All right. Well, Stormy, your road to the top hasn't been easy. As a single mother of two kids, you've been able to rise above the ordinary and make your life extraordinary in a very short period of time. How'd you do it, and what advice do you have for the single moms out there who are trying without much success to make ends meet?
You know what, Spark Plug? I am someone that's very, very, very faith-driven. And I believe that you have to walk by faith and not by sight. And I also believe that how you start is not necessarily how you have to finish. But you have to make that determination within yourself For me, being a single parent was that motivating force that really made me realize that I had to be the creator of my destiny. You know, I have two beautiful children, and, you know, I'm someone that I want to be a role model in the household. I don't want my children to have to look to the left, look to the right, or look to a book as a role model. I want my kids to be able to look at mama and say, okay, if my mother could do it with all the adversity, because my kids are 10 and 14, so they pretty much know what's going on with mama, I just encourage every single parent to use that as something to catapult you, something to motivate you, something to give you the inspiration. It's just that fire, that passion that you need, because guess what? Our kids are looking at us. So basically for me, my kids were something that motivated me in my journey to success.
Well, speaking of little kids, as a little girl, you knew that one day that you would be very successful. How did you know that at such a young age that your time would come?
Well, for me, Sparkplug, I have always, always, always thought real big. I always believed that life should be better than this. My mother, I watched my mother go through her struggles. I watched my brother, my sister go through their struggles. And I decided that I did not want to end up like them. And, you know, so many times in life we have people around us that we allow to dictate who we are. But for me, looking at my family and looking at, you know, no one in my family ever graduated from high school. I was the first one to get a GED. But looking at my surroundings, it allowed me to just realize that, you know what, I do not want to be like this. And as a little girl, I just always felt like it was just something inside of me. I would see the big cars and I would see people with the beautiful homes, and I wanted that. So it has always been a giant inside of me saying, you know what, Stormy, you could be bigger than this. You could be better than this. You know, you have to go out and claim your inheritance. So, again, Sparkplug, everybody, it seems like so many people, they're in a situation right now today, and they know that life could be better than this, but they don't find that vehicle. They have a vision, and they have that intuition, but they don't go out and find that vehicle. But I promise I would not allow that to be my destiny nor my fate.
Well, how has success changed your life and the lives of your two kids, Stormy?
Well, honestly, you know, I'm 30 years old. I've been doing my industry now for about 2.5 years, and I could say that it has changed me, of course, mentally, spiritually, definitely financially. It has changed me from a girl into a woman, and, I mean, when I first got involved with this company, I felt as if I was an ordinary person, but now I'm able to live an extraordinary lifestyle. My kids now say that they want to be entrepreneurs. I remember 3 years ago, my daughter wanted to be a teacher. My son wanted to be an attorney. Now when you talk to my kids, they both say they want to be CEOs of their own companies. You know, they want to be entrepreneurs. My son, all he talks about is how he's going to own his multi-million-dollar corporation. So for me, it just allowed me, again, to be a role model for my children, to change my zip code, to change my area code, to change my car registration, to change, I mean, everything about me, I could say, you know, success. A lot of times people say that, you know, money is not everything, and I'm not saying money is, but I do believe that money is right up there with air and water, and you definitely need it to survive.
What advice would you give other single mothers who are looking for a way to transform their lives?
Well, Sparkplug, again, because I'm the industry that I'm in, I'm someone who, again, I always had the entrepreneurial mindset that, you know, it's okay if you work a job, but I believe that a job leaves you just over broke. A job is a speed bump, a shortcut. A job is something that's going to not allow you to have the life that many people dreamed of. And I know that, you know, again, people have to work a job. They have to do what they have to do. But the industry that I am in, and I'm in network marketing, which many people, including myself, before I got involved, I felt like, you know, the industry that I'm in was a scam. But for anyone out there, especially a single parent who feels as if they don't have the education, they don't have the finances, they don't have what it takes to own their own business, or, of course, to live life that people dreamed of, I encourage them to get involved in the network marketing industry. You know, so many times, you know, we suffer for less. We live a life of mediocrity. We live an average lifestyle. But network marketing has allowed me to live, I mean, freedom, free time. And here's a place where it's not about how much you know. It's about how much you desire. What is it that you want out of life? So looking for, I mean, a way just to get out of whatever you may be going through, I encourage you to look into network marketing. The company that I'm involved with is an incredible, incredible company. And, you know, network marketing is the way to go.
Well, Stormy, we have all of our lines lit up, and I want to go to the caller whose last four is 8481. and find out if they might have a question for you. Carla,
okay.
Are you on the air?
Yes, good morning. How you doing?
All right. Do you have a question for Stormy?
Hey, Stormy, how you doing? This is Kim Rubo from New Orleans, Louisiana. And I'm in your dial line, and I just want to congratulate you.
Oh, hey, Kim.
The story is very inspiring. And another thing, I just wanted to find out, do you have any knowledge as to when they're going to start with the flat shipping, the cheaper cost of shipping and handling with artists? By any chance?
Yes, so what, go ahead and send me an email. You should have my email address with your phone number,
mm-hmm.
and I'll give you a call. I'll give you a call after the call.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
you're welcome. Thank you. Let me get to the caller. The last four is 6394, and see if they have a question for you, Stormy.
All right.
Did you have a question for Stormy Wellington? Let me move on. One more, ending in 0096. Did you have a question for Stormy Wellington, caller? Stormy, let me get on to the next question, okay? What has been the best advice you've ever been given?
Well, Sparkplug, I'm very, very spiritual, contrary to what people may think. But the best advice that I have ever been given, I would have to say, would be seek first the kingdom of God, and all things will be added unto you. Also, walk by faith and not by sight. And that is, two quotes that I go by every day in my life.
So why are those two quotes so important to you?
Because so many times you look at circumstances and things that are going on around you, and you tend to be a product of your environment. You tend to be in the world and of the world, and I believe that, you know, with my situation, if I would have allowed what was going on around me to dictate my destiny or to dictate my circumstances, I would currently be either in the same situation right now or in a worse off situation. And faith is something that I live by on a daily basis, because it allows me to go forward. It allows me to press forward, even though or even when things may not look as bright as I want them to look. I believe that God has a plan, a vision, a mission for every one of us, and once we tap into that, we're going to see greatness happen for us. So that is why I know that you have to be someone that's very faith-driven, because looking around would definitely, definitely discourage you.
Well, Stormy, you went from GED to millionaire in 1 year. How is this possible in our current economic climate?
Well, first of all, you know, you could do your research. It says that more millionaires were created during a recession. As a matter of fact, you could check into, you know, some of the big-time corporations. They were actually created during a recession. And so many times, again, people look at – can you hear me, Mark Love?
Yeah, you're breaking up, though.
Okay. So many times people look at their educational background and allow that to determine how far they could go in business. But where has there been a test, or where is it that states that you have to be smart in order to be rich? And, I mean, looking at my situation, I'm proud to say that even though I was someone who dropped out of school in the 10th grade, I am still someone that persevered, and I'm not encouraging anyone to drop out of school, obviously. I encourage education. It's extremely important. But you have to be someone that's continuing to develop your mind. I'm very into self-development. I'm into reading books. But you don't have to be smart to be rich. As a matter of fact, it seems as if the people that are the smartest are the ones that end up losing in the end, because they think they're so smart until they don't look into other ways. They want to go to work every day. They want to just consistently do what they're doing and never just thinking outside of the box. So for me, I know that, you know, again, your education does not have to determine your future. And once you're driven and you're determined to get out of whatever situation that you're in, it doesn't matter what your education is, and definitely not what's going on in the economy that's around you.
Well, Stormy, your story is inspiring many people to believe in the impossible again, which is a great thing. Is this why you're working so hard to help others live the dream too?
Absolutely, absolutely. Sparkplug, for me, I believe that you're blessed to be a blessing. You know, I believe that, you know, we all were created to be a vessel, to be a servant, to be a blessing to someone else. And you know, my mission in life is to totally go across the country, help men and women not only to live a healthier lifestyle, but to live a wealthier lifestyle. I believe that nothing is impossible. Impossible just means I'm possible. And, I mean, for me, I know that if I could do this thing, that anybody can do it. And the only thing that's standing between you and your wealthy place is you. So for me, my mission, again, is to just travel across the country and, again, for people to look at me as that motivating force to say, you know what, my life is not going to end up like this. And how I start is definitely not how I am going to finish.
Well, let's talk about being that motivating force. When it comes to achieving your goals, how important is mental toughness to you?
Wow. Well, first of all, you have to have consistent focus. You got to have consistent focus. I'm someone that tries. I mean, I've always been an entrepreneur. I've owned 3 businesses before I got into my current company. But one of the things that I noticed that I would do is I would be all over the place. I'd be doing 4 or 5 things at one time. But now you have to have consistent focus, and I mean follow one course until successful. And I know that mental toughness is essential because so many times people are excited, you know, for 2 days. Think about it. You make your New Year's resolution, you go to the gym for 2-3 weeks, and then after that you quit. But anybody could be excited for 2 weeks, 2 months, but I believe a winner is excited until they accomplish everything. And I know that it takes not only consistent focus, but it takes consistent action. You have to be someone that looks at the prize, visualizing in your mind, and you're constantly trying to go to get that prize. And once you get it, you have to think of another prize. So being tough, being someone that's consistent, I mean, I watch people every day, Spark Plug. They get involved, they're excited at first, and the minute one side of adversity comes, one obstacle, one hurdle, they quit. But they'll go to that job consistently, work that job hard, and if they get laid off, they want to commit suicide. That's why it's important that, you know, you get involved with something that you could be driven about, something that you could be motivated about, and find yourself, accountability partners, find yourself some books to read, because mental toughness is what's going to allow you to go to the next level.
Well, Stormy, let's change gears here a minute. Now, you have a Pink Angels Ladies Night Out event coming up on October 29th, 2010, to benefit the Susan G. Komen Foundation. What can people look forward to at this event? Where will it be held, and how much is it?
Oh, awesome. You know what? We're doing an Artist Pink Angels event. My company is all about promoting health and wealth, and I am obsessed with health and wellness. And we're doing, it's going to be actually a ladies' spa night out. And what we're doing, guys, is we have a bra that's promotes healthy breast tissue. And we are asking that women just come out. Men are welcome as well. Come get measured for this angel bra. We're going to have door prizes, complimentary cocktails, giveaways. We're going to be doing manicures, pedicures, facials. It's going to be hosted by Miss India. Also, we're going to have Antonio Lawrence there performing. It's just going to be a great place to network, to congregate, and to learn more about health. And the proceeds for this event is going towards and going to be given to the Susan G. Komen Foundation, because you know we're trying to find a cure for breast cancer and just cancer, period. And all we're asking is that everyone give a minimum of a $10 donation, but you're going to be able to get so many services rendered that it's almost like you're just paying just to be there, just to donate to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. So it's going to be on October 29th at 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Flirt and Flutter Lash Loft and Lounge here in Marietta, Georgia, at 434 Marietta Street, Suite 105. Again, Flirt and Flutter Lash Loft and Nail Salon at 434 Marietta Street, Unit 105. Now, we're also asking that people RSVP for this event. And you can RSVP at StormyWellington@gmail.com. Bring your girlfriends out. It's going to be Friday after you get off of work. Come sit back, kick back, relax, and get pampered by the Artist Angels.
All right. Well, what's next for Stormy Wellington, and where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Ooh, well, I see myself on top of the world, first and foremost. Again, I'm someone that's a visionary. My plan is to continue to travel along the country. I mean, over the whole world. Right now I'm prepared to go to Africa within the next month. I'm going to the UK next month. My goal is, again, to get Artists International in every household to promote health and wellness, for people to understand that it's so important that we take care of ourselves. It's so important that we take care of our families. It's so important that we understand that what we put into our bodies can actually determine how long we live. So within the next 5 years, I'll have to say, obviously, wealthier. My goal is to expand my team to help anyone that partners up with me to achieve success, as well as my goal, Sparkplug, is to speak on large platforms. Within the next 5 years, I definitely see myself doing large seminars, speaking to 2 and 3 and eventually 10,000 people at a time, and really, really, really giving people inspiration again. So many people have stopped dreaming. I want to people to look at me as the face of hope, helping other people every day, and that's exactly what I'm going to do in the next 5 years.
All right. Well, my listeners out there, I want y'all to make sure you look for Stormy Wellington in the 2011 People You Need to Know magazine. That's our Business Superstars edition. Stormy, what books would you recommend to our listeners today?
Woo! Well, one of my favorite books is Think and Grow Rich, Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice by Napoleon Hill and Dennis Kimbrough. Also, I love, 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 there's a book called Who Moved My Cheese? And I love that book so much because that book really, really shows how people could get complacent and content in their current situation. And it's really bringing you to a level of consciousness as to what you need to do and why you need to not get comfortable in your circumstances. Also, there's a book, The Laws of Thinking, by Bishop Bernard Jordan, which I absolutely love because it allows you to begin to use your mind. I encourage everyone that's listening to get involved with self-development, read books, listen to tapes, listen to DVDs, I mean CDs, because once your mind expands, it can never go back to its original size, and the mind is definitely a terrible thing to waste. So those are three of my favorite books, and Think and Grow Rich is a book that I read every single year because it's a book that talks about your mindset, it talks about faith, and it talks about really moving yourself into action.
Hey, Stormy, before we bring this interview to a close, I want to see if we can end up talking to a few of the listeners here. Listener, phone number ending in 2798. Do you have a question for Stormy Wellington?
Good morning, Stormy. This is Valerie Cobb in Atlanta, Georgia.
Good morning, Valerie. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Fantastic. Would you talk more about the green products that's coming out with Artist?
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. Actually, guys, Artist International is going green. It's all about preserving the land. It's all about bringing people to a level of consciousness that the product that we are currently using to clean our homes is toxin, is poisonous. But the product that Artist is going to have is household products, as well as we're going to have shampoos, conditioners, skincare products, dish detergents, and people could actually partner up with Artist. They could get these products for wholesale, number one. Number two, again, it's all about preserving the land. You know, our obligation under God is to preserve our economy and preserve our land. And they're also going to be able to get these products conveniently shipped to their home. And this is actually our new product line. I'm excited about it. You know, Obama has a Going Green initiative. And I just believe that together, we together as a people could just change the entire world. So, Ms. Valerie Cobb, thank you for that awesome question. And I'm hoping that you are in the position and you are currently going green.
All right. Well, caller, with your phone number ending in 4541, you're on the air. Do you have a question for Ms. Stormy Wellington? Well, let me move on to caller, last four ending in 8294. Do you have a question for Stormy Wellington? Hey, let me see here. Let me move on to one more caller. Caller, phone number ended in 2128. You're on the air. Do you have a question for Ms. Stormy Wellington?
No, this is Terry Rainey in Maui, and I just want to commend Stormy for being the woman that she is. I think she's wonderful, and I've heard her story since I've been in, and I just think she's a great role model for a lot of people, and men too. So thank you very much, Stormy. And in Hawaii, we say a big fat mahalo, which I know you know because you just were there. Sorry, I missed you. I've been on the mainland taking care of family and staying with my husband, but I'll be back. So thanks again.
Oh,
Mark Plug,
thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Did you say Maui?
Yes, yes, Maui.
All right. So that's right. You were in Hawaii just last week. So
yes, making beach money.
All right, all right. And Stormy, finally, how can our listeners connect with you?
Well, you know what? For the sake of the show, I'm actually giving free samples of our fantastic LaVie product, also free samples of our Ultra Body Cleansing product. And if you are interested in that, you can send me an email at stormywellington@gmail.com. Again, it's stormywellington@gmail.com. And I'm going to send you some free samples of our products. And if you're interested in anything else regarding artists and going green, just go ahead and shoot me an email and I will respond within 24 hours. And no shipping costs for the free samples.
All right. Well, Ms. Stormy Wellington, Platinum President with Artists International, thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
Thank you so much, Sparkplug, and I think you are so incredible. I love what you're doing, empowering the women, and just really, really standing behind me. And thank you and your lovely wife for everything that you guys have done for me thus far.
All right. It's our pleasure.
Thank you.
You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio, the radio station connecting you to America's leading business professionals, like Ms. Stormy Wellington. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Sparkplug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com and be sure to join us on our Facebook page at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank my executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another fantastic job. For more information about our guest, visit her website at stormywellington.com. This is Sparkplug encouraging you to keep supporting women in business, because when women succeed, the nation prospers. So until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do, and thanks for tuning in.